Okay, everybody listen up. You're going to have to do things you've never had to do before. Yes, I'm talking about doing what we need to do to survive. And I'll show you how. I'm the Sheriff Rick Grimes. Grimes, and I'm here at the end of times. And I'm gonna show you what we need to do to stay alive, alright? Because, I got a funny feeling, you're all sick of all these damn walkers trying to bite you like some creepy stalker. But when it comes to me, Glenn, and Daryl here, we hunt them all down like a cat that is feral here. So try to keep up and keep your head and realize that we are the walking dead. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oops. Oh, man. You know what? Now, there's a lot of bodies around here. A lot of bodies. Carl! Carl! You know what? Now, there's a lot of bodies walking and rotting. We don't have watchers. We don't use no karate. We're just some men against the dead. And when the walkers are a threat, we bash their damn heads. For all of y'all, this is all that's left. As you can see, the planet is completely effed. And it's true that we're not in top physical condition. But we never seem to run out of ammunition. So listen to my little song, and I'll tell you how I managed to survive for this long. I woke up in a hospital one morning, took off that stupid ass gown I was adorning. Went to the hallway, heard a sound, had to look every place, but there was nobody around. I said, what's this writing that I spied? Why does it say they're dead inside? There was a lot of groaning and a scene that was gory, so I said,
okay, time to find my wife Lori.
I walked home, I saw my first walker up ahead, but then another guy appeared and just shot him in the head. He said his name was Morgan and his son was Dwayne, and told me that the dead are back to eat our brains, chew on our flesh and rip off our face, suck the crap from our intestines, leaving nothing but a trace. Cleaned up at the sheriff's office for an hour, found some ammunition and hot water for a shower. The Morgan's dead wife came back home, so I took her for Atlanta to try to find my own. Outside, riding a surviving horse straight through to Atlanta, and I stayed the course. Stepped off the horse, stopped short. Oh no, 100,000 walkers all out to see a show. And I met Glenn,
Carol,
Merle, Dale, and
Daryl.
I found my wife Lori and
Carl,
my son
Carl.
My partner Shane and her had an affair. They thought I was dead, so I really didn't care. I said, you all should come with me down to the CDC. They've got a plan, and now I'm sure that they'll help if they can. Or so I thought. Turns out it was for naught, 'cause that one guy blew it all to hell. Now what was I to do? We had to find a place that was safe for my crew. I said, don't fret, we ain't dead yet. But then Carl got shot and we rushed him to the vet. Otis ran to Herschel, who didn't mean no harm. Met Maggie and Beth and the rest all on the farm. They weren't killing walkers, they were feeding them instead. Found Sophia in the barn of the dead. A herd came strong, the farm was gone. We had to move on or we wouldn't last long. We came upon a prison and figured we would love it here. And Andrea found a place run by the governor. The Merle kidnapped Maggie and Glenn, and we had to raid the town just to get them back again. There was a war, it ended quick, and then the governor set up a talk with Rick. He said, why don't you give me Michonne, and then I'll leave you in the prison alone. And if you give me that okay, I'll spare all of your lives today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? We're not that different, you and me. Except you still have both your eyes, and I keep some severed heads with my dead daughter inside. It almost made sense the more I drank, but then he showed up to the prison with a goddamn tank. We all split up, I'm too old for this, made our way to a place called Terminus. They said we were safe, then they tried to eat us. We proved at the church, nobody can defeat us. Met Abraham, Rosita, and Eugene, but with that stupid mullet, he'll never find a vaccine.
I am smarter than you.
Now, how many walkers have you killed? And how many people have you killed? Why? Don't ever forget, The Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick is up next.